Wake up with Nikki and Tamello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
Apparently Bunbury copped hail over the weekend.
Hail?
There you go.
Okay. It wasn't really cold enough here to get hail, was it? It wasn't really chilly. I mean, there was rain and wind, but it wasn't freezing.
There was some sun moments in
there.
Yeah, I know. Could they completely bugger up the forecast over the weekend?
Yeah, both days I was thinking, God, it was going to be indoor days. Got out to walk the dog both days.
There you go. I didn't want to risk it.
Okay.
So I just...
I stayed inside just to be safe.
Definitely didn't want to risk it. Today was meant to be the start of Wimbledon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But I suppose given recent dramas in the tennis world, probably... You know, good idea that it didn't go ahead.
I've always thought that tennis was the one thing that could be going ahead.
I suppose it wasn't necessarily...
Everybody's distanced, but it's, I guess, everything that goes with the
game.
Well,
that's the thing. It's not the tennis itself in particular.
It's the partying with your shirt off.
Judging by the footage that we saw. Incidentally, the world tally of COVID cases hit 10 million over the weekend. I thought that was meant to be at some point this week.
Mm.
Remember, it was last week. It was some point next week it'll happen, and it happened over the weekend.
Oh, actually, now.
Gone. Well, now, okay, meantime, WA opened up.
Mm.
The Premier went for his beer.
He went wild.
He had tie off, so he was definitely going wild.
Yep.
And they came from all over to join in at the Swing and Pick. One lady was in town from Kalgoorlie.
Wow, that's how much she loved
Well,
him.
Matt, I don't think she made the journey, especially from Kalgoorlie for it, but she was there. You didn't go?
No. God, and he went at lunchtime.
Did he?
Yeah, he went at lunchtime on Saturday, so gave no one any notice. Everyone would have expected him Saturday night.
Well, he didn't want to create a rush.
No, he didn't.
And fair enough too. But apparently there was a whole bunch of blokes there in ties, dressed up.
They were ready for him. They were there all day.
So there we go. So, I mean, that worked well for the Swinging Pig, and I guess lots of places probably enjoyed some business over
the
weekend.
Definitely. I heard the lines in Perth were ridiculous. A lot of people complaining about standing in the line longer than they were actually in the club. And obviously it was bad weather. So you're standing in the wind and the rain for the hell night.
So kind of back to normal then.
Yeah.
Hooray. Victoria, they had 49 new cases over yesterday of COVID. And Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says... This is the quote, "The innocent act of sharing a cigarette lighter may be behind some of Victoria's spread." Do they all just borrow the same one?
Wow.
Is that what it is?
So there's one lighter in the whole of Victoria and you've got to pass it on.
It's like I feel like he's stretching for excuses.
I think the point is anything could pass it on. Don't be...
Absolutely.
Yeah, be complacent.
And the point is, I'd say, if Daniel Andrews decided to go to a pub, not as many people would go dressed up as him. As Mark McGowan
Maybe
copped.
Maybe he should go to the pubs and then no one will go.
The way to keep people home.
He'll just circulate throughout all the pubs and no one will want to go out anymore.
I think you've sussed it. Let's pass this on to his people.
Nikki and Tamello's three things you need to know.
School holidays are almost upon us, people.
Woohoo!
This is the last week of term two. Now, I know teachers disagree, but for me and for many people I've spoken to, it's like this has snuck up.
Yeah.
Not everyone obviously feels that way, but it feels like a very short term.
It also probably depends on how many children you have.
Perhaps. Perhaps. June 29, that's today's World Scleroderma Day.
Right.
It's a rare autoimmune disease. It actually hardens connective tissue, causes serious damage to lungs, heart, kidneys, the esophagus or gastrointestinal tract, and can be life-threatening. So if you haven't heard about it, you can find out more and also join the fundraising effort at Scleroderma Australia.
Yeah, right.
.com.au.
Yeah.
And today is National Camera Day, so celebrate the art of photography today by getting out there and getting all snap happy.
Yep.
We decided of the two things that the states are celebrating today, that's probably the more practical one because it's also official hug holiday day today.
Not a good idea.
But, yeah, like you can't really do the elbow hugs. I mean, unless you can, maybe that's the thing. So cuddle monkeys, you'll just have to wait.
You have to do virtual hugs.
There you go. Do you know the sloth is the only mammal that doesn't fart?
Really?
Apparently so.
Why not?
I'm not really sure why. Or maybe its system moves so incredibly slowly.
Has no room.
That it's just constantly doing one. I don't know, but apparently they've not monitored any of them. So after all these years of being compared to a sloth, I can finally say we have at least one thing that is not in common by any stretch.
Oh, my God.
It's time for Nikki and Tamello's Game of the Day. Today's game is
for your chance to win $50 to spend at Toy World Mandurah.
We are doing what we can to get in early to help you beat the boredom. So basically, we're doing this so that you can actually have cash to spend when the holidays roll round.
Yeah, prepare yourself. That's so right. You're all set to go. School holidays start. There's no kids going, I'm bored.
Well, they probably will, but at least you go, here.
Maybe a bit later, though. It might take them a few days before they say that.
Now, Caroline from Singleton, morning to you.
Hi there.
Have you got kids and are you scared at the fact that the holidays are coming so quickly?
I have four kids, so I'm always scared of holidays.
She's always scared. She's always terrified.
I've spoken to teachers that are like, oh, no, we totally could see this holidays coming. But I suppose for them, they were counting it down. But everyone else is like, seriously? Is the term almost done already?
It feels like the longest term in history.
Oh, really?
Wow, there you go. Yeah. I guess it all depends. Yeah. It all depends on where you're at. All right, well, look, holidays are coming. All we need to sort you out with $50 to spend at Toy World Mandurah is if you can identify this.
Oh, I don't know why, but I've always loved the idea of summer.
In summer!
Who's that?
It's Olaf.
From
Frozen.
From Frozen, of course.
And that's from the first Frozen movie.
Oh, it is from the first Frozen
movie. There you go. We've got all the details.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Tick, 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 tick.
You've definitely scored yourself the $50 to spend at Toy World Mandurah.
I feel like that's a movie you've seen once or twice.
A day.
Yeah. No. Don't worry. I know the opening to that movie particularly well as well.
Oh, dear. Well, enjoy, and hopefully that $50 can help you beat some of the boredom these school holidays.
It will be awesome. Fantastic. Thank you very much.
No worries.
Pleasure. Another chance to get amongst that winning coming up this time tomorrow.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And with the entertainment news that shows celebrities are sometimes people too, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Katy Perry has released a remix of her latest single, Daisies. This one is dubbed the Can't Cancel Pride remix.
Show me it was all there, try to knock me down. Took those sticks and stones.
The dance floor anthem there.
I like it. I think it's great.
It's a good version.
She also revealed that the single will be raising funds for COVID-19 relief and the LGBTQ community.
Fair enough.
Elizabeth Banks has signed on to play the role of Miss Frizzle in a live-action movie based on the Magic School Bus. Of course, there were books and the 90s TV show. I just can't get this out of my head. Once you hear it once, it's the theme for the TV show.
Okay, so you've been warned.
So good. So she's going to be in the movie playing Miss Frizzle, and she's also producing the movie. No other cast details or release dates have been announced yet, but it's coming. Nicki Minaj is telling fans to harass Kim Kardashian on Twitter if they want to hear a new single that she and Kanye recorded last year.
Right.
The song's called New Body, and it was recorded during his last album sessions. And she's tweeted a call to her fans to light up Kim Kardashian's social channels with the hope that she will sway her husband into releasing the tune.
Wow.
But instead, Nicki has now deleted the tweet, so it obviously didn't go down very well.
Right.
Interesting. And it's confirmed, Zac Efron is living in Australia. There's been a lot of speculation over the last few weeks with possible sightings of him in Byron Bay, but it has officially been confirmed after he's been making inquiries into a Broken Head property that he's been staying at during COVID-19. So we may have a permanent Aussie resident on our hands. He's apparently been spending his time socialising with his mates Chris and Liam Hemsworth. Of course he has. And also the Whitlam's frontman, Tim Friedman, who also owns a holiday home just a few doors down.
Really?
Nikki and Zamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.